What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 484. In this episode, I'll discuss a recent discussion hosted by two editors of New England Journal of Medicine on treating COVID-19 virus. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode484. On March 5th, Drs. Eric Rubin and Lindsay Baden, two editors for the New England Journal of Medicine, published a discussion on the treatment of patients with the COVID-19 virus. Although the number of confirmed cases is low in the U.S. at the time of this recording, it's likely to increase, and the topic is weighing on the minds of many of us. So in this episode, I will share the four points they made that I think are relevant to hospital pharmacists. Number one, the phenotype of this disease may be different than previously thought. Of the most significantly ill patients, the ones that may end up in our ICUs with respiratory illnesses, only about half had a fever on presentation. The available data on the phenotype of this disease is still murky, but it is likely to clarify rapidly in the next week or so as more cases are analyzed. Number two, good supportive care is our only treatment option at this point, and knowing the diagnosis doesn't really do anything to change patient management. Number three, the transmission dynamic based on available data seems similar to influenza, so expect standard respiratory precautions to be used when caring for these patients in an inpatient environment. And number four, there will be a great temptation amongst clinicians to want to use existing medications that have in vitro or theoretical reports of activity against COVID-19. These include chloroquine, lopinavir-ritonavir, ACE inhibitors, and IVIG. These off-the-shelf options are attractive to clinicians because they're already familiar with their use, dosage, and side effects. However, at this point, it's premature to think that they actually work or provide benefit when treating this virus. A few points about treatment the editors didn't mention that I think are important. Number one, there is a serious risk of using an ACE inhibitor to the effectiveness of supportive care. Blood pressure in a patient in shock is much harder to maintain if they're on a concomitant ACE inhibitor. So although the ACE receptor appears to have something to do with how the virus enters cells, it does not make any sense to use an ACE inhibitor until more data is known on whether or not that is an effective treatment. Number two, both the WHO and CDC recommend not using steroids in patients with COVID-19 unless there's another compelling reason to. And this is based on the negative or neutral effects of using steroids in patients with SARS, MERS, and influenza. And number three, in the first U.S. case discussed in New England Journal of Medicine, clinicians were able to obtain the antiviral remdesivir on a compassionate use basis from the manufacturer Gilead. Requests for compassionate use must be made to Gilead by the patient's treating physician. However, pharmacists are often in a place to help facilitate this request. Currently, Gilead maintains a web page with the status of remdesivir, and they provide an email address, coronavirus.response@gilead.com, to initiate the process of making a compassionate use request. And both of those links can be found at the bottom of the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode484. To get access to my free download area with over 20 resources to help hospital pharmacists in practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.